If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before you shall three times deny that you know me. The man has just said, I'm going to follow you both to prison and death. Now watch this. Peter's demise starts very, I need a synonym for innocuous. Covertly, secretly. You don't even pay attention to it. Notice what it says in Mark 14, 53 and 54. Remember, Jesus had told Peter in Luke 22, because this happened before Mark 14, that he was going to deny that he knows him three times. Now look here. In Mark 14, verse 53, and they led Jesus away to the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. Look at this, verse 54. Peter said, I'm going to go with thee. Jesus never said, you won't go with me. He said, you're just going to deny me. The text says he followed Jesus. But what's the distinction from afar off? My brothers and sisters, we can backslide, but not to the point of losing salvation. We backslide in our experience. That God isn't as real as he used to be. That the teachings of the word of God don't register the way they used to. How does this happen? You follow afar off. You find yourself getting to church late on a regular basis. You make excuses why you can't get here. You're okay with the fact that you miss the worship service. That's following afar off. You want the connection, but on your turn. You follow afar off. You won't be late to work, but you'll be late to church. You follow afar off. You legitimize and justify sinful thoughts and behavior. You're following afar off. He's walking in the crowd. Jesus is probably within eyeshot, but he's far off. You stand on the precipice, on the end, right in the position to feel the presence of Almighty God, but you follow afar off. Your prayer time is all about getting stuff, but you follow afar off, no relationship. It's like living in the house with someone and you have no conversations. You just live there, sign checks, and perform functions. My brothers and sisters, that's what many have for their Christian life. We just come in, give an offering, and perform functions. That's it. You're following afar off. You're just there. The mindset is changing. Watch. As it continues to evolve, it says he followed afar off, even going into the palace of the high priest. Again, he's in proximity. He sat with the servants and warmed himself at their fire. Jesus is in there being questioned, interrogated, and Peter's out there warming himself at the fire of the unrighteous. He's engaged in activities that are contrary to his Lord. He should have been standing right next to John. John went right into the room. Some of the people knew John. John went right in there with Jesus, stayed close to him. Peter's outside warming himself by the fire. It's tantamount to saying you're watching the church burn down and you're warming yourself over the ashes. You don't grab a bucket to put it out, but you're enjoying the warmth of the fire. He's sitting there enjoying the warmth of the fire provided by those who are hurting his Lord. His mindset is decreasing. He's going back into the pre-evolutionary state of the sinner, of the ungodly. When Jesus met him in Luke 5, he said, depart from me, because I'm a sinful man. Jesus says, follow me, I'll make you a fisher. But now he's reverting back to that old lifestyle. Why? He follows afar off. He warms himself at the wrong fire. He's legitimizing ungodly behavior. It's like us in the mind. Now watch. Mark 14, verse 66. And as Peter was beneath in the palace, there cometh one of the maids of the high priest. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looks upon him and says, and thou also wast with Jesus of Nazareth? And Peter denied. He said, I know not, neither understand I what you say. I don't even understand what you're saying. What you talking about, Willis? And he went out into the porch and the cock crew. That's the first time. And the maid saw him again. See, God just let that woman keep nagging him. She saw him again and began to say the one to the people that stood by. She now leaves Peter and she talks to the people around and says, "That's one of them. He's one of them." And he denied it again. And a little after, they that stood by said to Peter, "Surely thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agrees to that fact." Galileans spoke with an accent. They were a little further south, so they probably had a drawl in their speech. They probably said, "You all." And Peter's Galilean accent came out. And they said, "You're a Galilean, and your speech agrees to that." And he began to cuss. Peter said, "All right, you think my speech is betraying me? Why, you dirty, rotten." He went right down the list. Some of the things some of y'all said last night. He began to curse and to swear and summarize by saying, "I know not this man of whom you speak." Notice, he gets to denial of the person that he said he was willing to give his life for. What changed his speech? His thought. What occupied his thought? They could kill me. Self-survival becomes the law of the jungle. We ignore Christ when our lives are at risk. Peter says, "Uh-uh." And then it says, "And the second time the cock crew, and Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, that before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me three times. And when he thought thereon, he wept." Notice what the text says. Peter called to mind. Lord, we got to stop. But I need to show you this from this passage. Peter knew what he was doing. You can't say, "Oh, praise the Lord, the devil got a hold of his mind, and Peter didn't know he was denying him." I didn't know. I just went to the party. I didn't know they were going to have drink in there. And I just got caught up in it. I'm sorry, Pastor. I just got caught up. I knew I was supposed to preach for communion, but I just got caught up in it. I didn't mean it. They just told me all they were going to have was non-alcoholic drinks, and I just don't understand it. I just don't understand it. How could this thing happen? You knew what you were doing. You knew what you were doing when you agreed to go to a party where Christ wasn't the center. So how do you know Peter was in his right mind? Because immediately he thought about what Jesus said. The crowing rooster jogged his memory and helped him to remember. What's interesting is when the mind kicked in and he began to remember what Jesus said, something interesting happened to the amygdala of the brain. The amygdala is the part of the brain that deals with emotion. When it's seared, as it is with psychopaths, they feel no morals. They feel no fear. Psychopaths feel no fear. Therefore, they will reflect no fear. So if you are hurting, they won't feel anything. They just laugh when you are hurting. But the amygdala was touched by his memory, and he cried. That crying, beloved of God, showed God that Peter was salvageable. Peter was salvageable when he wept. He wept. All Judas said was, "I betrayed innocent blood," but he didn't repent. Peter repented. You see, when your mind locks into the promise of God and you realize you're not living where God wants you to, something happens in here. See, you don't need the Holy Spirit to convict you. Your mind convicts you. You say, "This isn't right. This behavior is not right. This is not the right behavior for a child of God." I watch everywhere I go and what I do because I want my behavior to properly represent you. I want to know that what the way I live represents the Christ that lives in me, therefore keeping my congregation from being ashamed. Those who fall, they know what they're doing. Their mind, they know in their mind, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to do this, and that's just, I'm going to take my chance, and that's just the way it is. And God always has a rooster ready to crow. Maybe it's somebody who will recognize you. Pastor Lambert? What you doing in here? I was in Las Vegas, Nevada. I had gone there for my birthday, and I wanted to go to the Grand Canyon. I wanted to have breakfast in the Grand Canyon. And I was able to do that. Took a helicopter from Las Vegas, flew right into the Grand Canyon, right down on the floor of the Grand Canyon, and I had oatmeal and coffee in the Grand Canyon. Then I came home. It was over. Coming back through the airport, I'm pulling my bag, and what do I hear? Bishop Lambert! Bishop Lambert! I'm like this. How are you? Hi. Wherever you go, God has a rooster. A rooster. Sitting on the bench in Universal Studios, a lady comes up, sits next to me, keeps looking, keeps looking, keeps looking. Her husband comes up with her. She says, baby, that's Reverend Lambert. He looks. He says, yes, we watch you on TV all the time. What are you doing down here? I want to say, it's Universal. Do you think I'm holding a revival? The point I make is God always has a rooster, somebody to remind you who you are. Somebody is in your life to remind you who you are. God knows you will forget every now and then. So he has somebody to remind you. So I saw you on the TV broadcast the other day. The camera found you. Now the person that you set up a rendezvous with saw you on TV.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
9417A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and broadcast television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Want to hear more of Bishop Lambert? Now you can access recent sermons preached by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. from your computer and mobile device. Just visit ericlambertministries.com. ericlambertministries.com is updated each week with the most recent sermons preached by Bishop Lambert right after our 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Sunday services. Purchase and download these uplifting messages so you can listen to the Word of God wherever you go. So visit ericlambertministries.com and add to your digital library today.